infidelity and death often hold hands. And I don't mean that just speaking about the metaphor of the relationship dying. But what I've also noticed in a surprising number of the people that I've worked with, death has been involved shortly before the infidelity took place. And sometimes it's the unfaithful partner who recently lost someone, and instead of dealing with the grief, they go and cheat. And sometimes it's the betrayed partner, where they've recently lost someone, and while they were grieving, they also were getting cheated on. And I don't fully know how to explain this yet. It's something I'm still thinking about. But it seems like whenever there are life destabilizing events, like losing a loved one, people react in dramatic ways. And it goes without saying that if you're the betrayed partner who is grieving somebody, and then you find out that the person that you trust most in the world has just stabbed you in the back, the 1-2 punch of that pain is extremely difficult to bear. And what I imagine might be happening is that because of the grief, you might be a little bit disconnected from your partner. And maybe the partner has tried to come close to comfort you. Maybe they're annoyed by the fact that you need comforting at all. Maybe that comforting hasn't worked, and so that now they're taking several steps back. And maybe instead of taking steps back so that they can just still be there with you, but maybe at a little bit more of an arm's distance, they turn and they say, you know what? I'm just going to completely leave you. Instead of just giving you space and distance, I'm going to completely exit emotionally from this relationship and go find a fun, wanting to party, wanting to have sex, wanting to just be in this moment person while you're grieving. It's an incredibly selfish thing to do. And then on the other hand, if it is the unfaithful partner who recently has lost somebody, it's almost a joke at this point. Like, you hear people use that as an excuse, like, sorry, I cheated on you, my grandma just died. It sounds so absurd, but it happens for some reason. And I think this is more simple to explain. It literally is just emotional immaturity. It's wanting to rebel against the fact of death. It's wanting to rebel against the fact of you having to process the grief of losing someone. Now, how should you think about death? How should the reality of death impact the way that you treat people? I mean, it should make you hold those people in your life that much more tightly. When you lose someone that you love, it should reorient your brain to say, I don't know how much time I'm going to have. And sometimes that I don't know how much time I'm going to have turns into panic, and you think, I need to reevaluate all my life's decisions. Do I even want to be with this person? Then you act out and cheat. And maybe you do need to reevaluate whether you want to be with them. But the way you do that is not by going out and cheating. It's by really thinking through, what do I want? And if you don't want to stay married to that person for the rest of your life, then have the decency to get a divorce. Back to what I was saying, what should happen, what most often does happen, is that when you do say goodbye to someone for the last time at a funeral, or when you do come to terms with the fact that they really are gone, it makes you cherish the people who you do love in your life that much more. And I think that is also what makes it so difficult for the betrayed partner, is in the back of their mind, they're thinking, yeah, I just lost this person, but at least I still have this person. And then that person goes and stabs them in the back. And so I'd love to hear your thoughts on perhaps why this happens, or if it's happened to you. It's just something that I've noticed. I'm not sure how universal of a trend it is, or if it's just something that happens with a lot of the clients that I've worked with, but it's been very common for there to be a recent death in the family just a few months before the affair ends up happening.